From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
I know it is.
Every week.
Always wait for that part. Bop, 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 bop.
Bop, bop, bop. What, when I do that little bump up?
Right. Yeah, I knew it was coming. That's why I shut up.
Oh, man. What's going on, Steve? Bleed Blue Show. Welcome, everyone. Hey, look, you know what? I tell you what, man. There's no need to be down. We're just going to be up for this whole episode, aren't we, Steve?
Absolutely.
This is Big Blue Round Table. This is a preview versus the Chicago Bears game that we're going to have on Sunday. Let me tell you, Steve, hold up. Before we go any further, man, I'm excited about a few other things. I want you to, if you can, I want you to brief everybody on the shows that we just did, like the one we just had and the other things that we got going on before I slide into my thing real quick.
Yeah, earlier this week, we had a fun time, me and Chris, Blues Day Recap, talking college football. Talking college basketball, the NBA, NFL, rest of the teams that's not KGYR squads, and of course, weighed in a little bit about that Phil versus Tiger, and of course, the big fight this Saturday, Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury, Saturday
you
in Los Angeles.
Wilder's going to whip his ass with? Are you talking about that one?
I take the points. You know what? If we don't mind, I mean, any fight fans that are stakeholders, let's get some predictions, man. Have some fun with this episode. So.
Yeah, let's do that, man.
Even if the college football, man, you know, I'm going, I already said on the stream, Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma, and Clemson. Those are your winners on Saturday.
Who did I replace Oklahoma with? I didn't have Oklahoma though. I think I had Notre Dame.
Yeah, Texas. Texas. You mean the top four? I'm talking about conference championships.
I was just talking about top four, man.
Oh, that's different. Yeah, that's totally different. But yeah, that episode, Blues Day Recap, right there available, bleedblueshow.com. Stream or download it to your smartphone devices. We had the Rangers episode earlier this week. Nice win versus the Senators earlier this week. Got the Senators tonight in Canada. Good dialogue with Ranger Proud. We had the Ladies of True Blue on there. It was a good episode talking Rangers hockey. Skating well, man. I mean, first year coaches, Dave Quinn for the Rangers, and you got Dave Fizdale for the Knicks, man. They got the task in front of them. And then and speaking of the Knicks, Chris was on that episode, Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum. Now, you're talking about some veteran Knicks fans on there, Chris? I know you loved it. I know, despite the loss, the blowout, but I know you loved that.
I know, man. I think we need to get a council together and approach this franchise. Well, that's really? Another time, another story, but I think we ought to consider that really, really huge. Oh, man. So we got a lot of fun recently, man, and we're going to keep on doing it, man. You know, look, we got to remember basketball is really just now getting in the swing of things, considering it's early. You know, it's already interesting. Normally the NBA season is not that interesting. It's early. So things are just starting to gel. College basketball is coming soon. We'll have to holler on that pretty soon, Steve, with all the stakeholders. You know, that's getting really kind of interesting as well. And as you just mentioned, the college championships, you know, for football, man. It's going to be an interesting time. But we still have an NFL team, don't we?
We do. I heard the stakeholders' takes on Sunday versus Philadelphia, and there's a lot of great points. Jason came in going for the fences, and I heard Amber Fireway and Elaine, Lady Blue. I mean, the stakeholders were on fire after that game, rightfully so.
Were.
How do you give Saquon Barkley 4 to 5 touches? And I heard you read off my message to you, and it's quite evident. I mean, you go to him, you're actually winning at half. You go away from him, you lose the game. I mean, I keep it that simple. There's nothing more complicated than that. I mean, you could go into the other stuff, interceptions, bad calls, and I get all that, and some of that is valid, but you did not go in there with your lead player, your best lead player in the second half. You deserve to lose. And that's a coaching issue. And I agree with Odell Beckham Jr., and I want to get the stakeholders' points about that. You know, sometimes you live in a politically correct era where players can't say anything about the coach. Bullshit. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Call that shit out.
And it's interesting, too, because Barkley was tight-lipped, but he was a mean tight-lipped. You know what I mean? At the end of the game.
Right.
And Beckham was kind of cool, but he said some things that got you to thinking, man. He said, "Hey, listen, you know, it wasn't in the game plan. You know, I don't make the plays. You know, I'm just there." And he was aware that that question had something to do with the fact that he knew he was facing a depleted Eagles secondary, and yet he didn't get the ball. And it's just weird shit like that that happens after halftime to the New York Football Giants that gets you scratching your head, you know, because it's not like the Eagles made this fantastic adjustment. As a matter of fact, one can argue that they didn't win that game as much as the Giants lost it. Okay?
That's a fair point.
That's the way I look at it. But that's last week. And no, this is all tied in together. So what is this? This is a recurring show. 929-477-4171 is our call-in number. Remember to check us out on everything social media. We got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Bleed Blue Show, The Bleed Blue Show, at Bleed Blue Show. Type it in. You're going to find us. That's where we are, 929-477-4171. Let's do a quick roll call right quick.
Quick
Who's
roll call.
In the house?
Quick roll call.
Frank, is that you? What's up, bro?
What's up, Chris? Steve,
hey,
what's going on, man?
What's up, man?
Not much.
Hey,
what do you
talk to
Steve? What do you think about? What do you think about McSorley? Where do you think he'll go?
Man, until I see the draft order and see how he plays in the bowl game, it's still up in the air. But he'll be going somewhere, though, definitely.
Well, I know we're going New Year's Six. I'm just trying to figure out where. Probably Arizona.
Behind Rosen, wow. Just putting it out there right there, man. I don't know. It's really early in the game, but he's going somewhere for sure, though.
Can you compare him to anybody playing now?
Can you ever compare any Penn State quarterback to anybody real quick? I mean,
no, I'm just saying that's, you know, out of this last three or 4 years that have been playing. Since it's a different quarterback style now, who would you compare McSorley to that's the last couple years draft that's come out?
It's tough, man. You could go Trubisky. It could be almost a comparison. Probably him, to an
close
sense.
Trubisky.
Yeah, I think it's more close to him.
But
a little bit better, I think. I think he is a little bit better than Trubisky, in my opinion.
I mean, Josh Allen was standing there in the pocket looking all majestic last year. And
right?
real quick, though. We got to get through the roll call real quick.
Oh,
hold
no,
that thought. Yeah.
Frank, I'll be right back.
Yeah, hold that thought.
Jason,
yeah.
Are you on the line, sir? The definition of lit.
Where else would I be on a Thursday night? I mean, really? That's
Uh-oh.
Kind of a question. Hey, I just want to say what's up. What?
What kind of weather report?
It's a little chilly out here. I've got my hoodie on. It is a little chilly. But listen, you said we're going to have a fun show. I just wanted to start off with some humor. After watching Eli's last three games, he has many, many, many years left as a New York Giants starting quarterback.
Okay, I'm going to leave it right there. Thank you very much, Jason. I ain't going on. I just can't. Okay. I can't, bro. I'm sorry. I'll be right back, though. Okay. Oh, boy. Next up, is Carl in the house? What's going on, bro? Chicago, New York Giants crew.
Chris, long time no chat. Steve, good to see you guys.
What's
again.
Up, Steve?
It's been a long, long time.
Very long time. Chicago, New York Giants crew. I say.
Hey, man, listen. I've had the season. I'll tell you what. Thank goodness the season's almost over. I've been in school. I've been dealing with some sickness. Steve heard it or didn't really hear it when I was down in Atlanta, but it's taken a few weeks. I'm finally recovered, and now I got these rest of these games here, this final stretch to take in.
God bless you, man. We'll be right back, man. Thanks so. Hey, I'm glad you're healthy, bro. I'm glad you're able to come back.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Cool.
Yes.
929-477-4171. The roll call continues with Worm. In the house. What's up, Warren?
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, man. You know what's going on. This is the round table. This is your mandatory weekly meeting that you have. That you must. It's almost rehab.
Yeah. It's off to Chicago, and you know we got them in our building in Jersey, and hopefully they don't find a way to lose. The Giants can get out of the norm of Giants football and play you know, it's like an actual team. So we'll see how that goes.
All right, Keith. I'll be right back with you. 929-477-4171. Kent, that you, man? What's happening?
I'm here. I'm just here chilling between my Uber runs and everything. So I figured I want to lock in and see what everybody is, what the deal is. I know we're in Chicago's coming here, but I just want to put it as like we have the capability to win, but it's just we always find something, some kind of, I don't know, whether it be play calling or just personnel or something, but it's there. It's just that we got to learn to fight for a full game. And that's exactly what didn't happen last weekend in Philadelphia. So I don't know what to I'm like been mixed feelings this whole week. It's like, you know, do we go for the draft or do we go for to see if we can win some games or what? But it's just I'm confused right now. So never experienced
don't
this
feel that
before.
Bad. Don't feel that bad. You're in the right place. you're amongst friends, sir. You're amongst friends.
Yes, exactly. That's the good thing
you
about
know,
it. You know. We can air it out. We can get our we can vent a little. You know.
Yeah, that's why I call it the rehab joint, man. Anyway, check this. We'll be right back, Superman. 929-477-4171. Hey, I'd like to bring on a classic dude, Mr. Brandon London.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's going
Brandon
on,
London?
How you feeling? Welcome to the Bleed Blue
good,
Show,
man.
The Big Blue Roundtable is back.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me, man. I've been, you know, been waiting to talk some Giants football out here in Denver. Got a show called Daily Blast Live. You know, it's all like trending news, entertainment news. Sometimes you just want to get away from talking about the Kardashians and talk some football. I appreciate you guys having me on.
How about every day?
Yeah, man.
Wow. I got to ask you a question before I move on. I have some more questions for you, bro, but
yep.
I got to ask you this, man. Now, when I lived in Colorado, right about this time, it would be, I'd say a nice 45 to 50 degrees, a light snow, some kind of frost on the windshields. What does it look like these days? What kind of
weather
right, these guys have?
This last week, it's been about high 50s, low 60s with the sun, man. Like, it's weird here, man. I tell you, like, the weather here is bipolar. Like, one day it'll snow, and it'll be like 45, 50, but the sun is always out, it feels like, so I mean, it's enough. You still got those people running around with shorts on, though. I tell you what.
I know.
That ain't me. Yeah.
They're from California. They came up there to visit, and they don't get it. They can't drive either on black ice. I get it.
Nah.
But so wait a minute. Tell us what's going on, man, with your ventures, man. You got a few things going on. What's happening?
Oh, yeah. You know, what started off with this TV career with the New York Giants, it's funny because I started my football career with them, and three seasons ago, they brought me on to do some of the lifestyle TV stuff, player interviews, and shoot with the show Giants First and 10. And then I'm also a host on Giants Access Blue, which comes on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. on the My 9 channel around the tri-states and all. But then I also have a gig out here. It's called Daily Blast Live. It's a nationally syndicated TV talk show, and I'm one of the eight hosts. And you guys can watch, you know, online when we shoot. If you look on Daily Blast Live on YouTube, and then I don't think it doesn't air in Jersey or New York or anything, but 55 cities. So I like to say I'm on my straight hand grind. You know, you do your little daytime TV Monday through Friday, and then you go do your football on the weekend. So that's the big homie. That's a mentor. He's kind of set the blueprint. So I'm gonna follow that and put my own little moxie to it.
All right, so you're going to have a game show, too, pretty soon then, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to have all that. Everything he had plus some, man. You know, I start popping off
you're
kids,
blue
you'll
anyway.
See me on Nickelodeon. Yeah,
right.
Why not?
There you go. You know, you're blueing it up anyway, so you might as well go all the way around. So
let me ask you something. Grab checks.
Yeah,
yep.
What kind of viewership do you have with all of this, with your crew? I mean, is it like you said tri-state area? So you're talking about well, you're looking at like that's who. When you say tri-state, are you talking Colorado tri-state? No,
I'm talking about back in Jersey. We're talking
Oh shit.
That's the giant stuff. When we talk about viewership with the show out here, Daily Blast Live, we're in 55 cities, so we're a nationally syndicated show like Atlanta, we're in Austin, Texas, Dallas, Houston, you know, those sort of cities, but you guys don't get it out there in New York, New Jersey. The New York, New Jersey stuff is Giants First and 10. And that's Giants Access Blue because I fly back for every home game to film for them, or I go. They send me on the road to do film at away games. You know, filming with Giants on the road is what it's called, presented by United Airlines. So, you know, I work 7 days a week, man. I'm on that hustle.
Okay, so that means you also have just added another gig to, which is panel host for the Bleed Blue Show, stakeholder to Bleed Blue Show as well. That's correct.
I have my people call your people.
There we are. You ain't in the same business anyway. But that's another game.
Yeah, I'm on. So, ready to talk some football.
So, speaking of football, okay, you know we have this upcoming game against the Bears. The Bears are coming here.
Yep.
Stomping here, man. I mean, they're 8-3, and no one, even them, saw this happening at preseason. Okay. And I mean, like recently, man, they like won 3 division games in 12 days, Steve. One can only dream. This is the team. I don't think they won 8 games, or maybe they have won 8 games total the last 2 years. I'm not sure. I'm going to look that up. But there's a new enthusiasm there. What do you see happening coming over here? What about the matchups and all that kind of good stuff? What do you see? What's your prognosis there?
Right. Hey man, I think Giants fans are going to have to be patient with this game, man, because I don't think we're going to be able to take too many downfield shots like we're going to want to. That pass rush, that front seven for Chicago, man, that's the real deal. You know, I thought that Dallas has had one of the best front sevens we've played against this year, but Chicago's front seven, man, is real deal. So I look at something where they're going to try and have some sort of ball control offense, which – you know, people get mad at that because obviously, Big Blue fans, we want to see points on the board. We want to see deep passes. Mm-hmm. We're used to seeing Eli just throwing the ball up to Plax and Tomb, and, you know, there goes a chunk for 40 plus right there. But I don't think they're going to try and put Eli in any situation where it's 5-step drop, 7-step drop. There's going to be a lot of quick throws to get the ball out of his hands. But you know what? I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing because, you know, Prince Nakamura, he can't guard Odell. You know, the boys they can't strap up. So I think it's going to have to be a yak game for our receivers. Catch the ball quick and get upfield as fast as you can. But we cannot, bro, what I'm telling y'all right now, because I don't know if we're going to score that many points. We cannot get into the red zone and then come up with 3 points against this team. It just can't do that. And then we can't also shoot ourselves in the foot with that dumb stuff. You know what I'm saying? The Bears, the reason why they're so good, strong defense, but they also, they don't make many mistakes as well in terms of shooting themselves in the foot. So it's going to be a game, man. Like you said, I heard someone say we can win it, but it's going to be one of those nail biters if we do.
Right. Hey, Brandon, hold on a minute, man, because you got to listen to the rest of the stakeholders do their spiel. I appreciate this, man. Hey, man, welcome to the family, bro. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, man.
All right, 929-477-4171. Big blue round table, as we call it. This is the preview against the Chicago Bears. Frank, what do you see happening, man? What's your take on what's going on? What's your prognosis, man, coming up on Sunday?
Well, I mean, it's pretty much a given. I mean, it's the season is done, you know, and it's going to be the Khalil Mack show. Oh, they ain't going to compete. They're already done. It's already in their mind they can't beat this team. Eli's already going to lay on the ground. I mean, come on. The only one that's going to compete is going to be Odell and Saquon. That's it. It's going to be fun to see Wheeler try to really hold off Khalil Mack. That's going to be fun. So we'll see. But, yeah, I'm not even going to watch it. I'm going to go out and do something. So,
God,
I ain't going to waste my time watching no TV and watching that. So Whoa. That's pretty much it.
Okay, thanks, Frank. Frank was in and out in brief, man. Okay.
That's it. Quick. All right.
All right. 929-477-4171. Frank did not pull any punches. He came in, came out, said, hey, look, man, this is how it's going down. Jason, definition of lit, man. Well, you know what? Frank just mentioned Khalil Mack, man, but, you know, nobody ever talks about Akeem Hicks, you know, who's a monster right next to him, man. They got to double team him on the inside, you know. You know, all this edge pressure always gets all the attention, but damn, man, nothing's going to freaking wreck a goddamn Eli pocket passing game then as quickly as, you know, Mack, you know, who's one of, like, he's becoming one of the big disruptors in this damn league, man. So what's going on? What's your take on all of this?
I just want to really quickly say I'm hoping Brandon is still on the line. Want to say this really quickly. I've been chatting with Brandon on Instagram for like a year and a half now, about a year and a half. I just want to say Brandon is one of the coolest, most humble dudes I've met. He's gotten the opportunity to meet a lot of my friends throughout, you know, the Giants Nation around. You know, he's always very engaging and responding back. But I finally got to meet him at the J18 tailgate when the Saints came to town. Just a nice dude, man. Just a warm, humble guy, very engaging. And I'm glad he's had the opportunity to call into the show. And I'm really glad I finally got to meet Brandon in person at the Saints game. Just a nice dude. I'm glad that he's part of this family. As far as
Brandon, stand up, man.
Oh, shoot.
That's what's up
with
Brandon London, dude. That's the man right there.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate the support from all the Giants fans, man. You guys got me going. Like, back in Hollywood, I couldn't get a gig to save my life when I retired from the CFL, but the Giants gig got me going, and the fans got me going as well. So I got to run up out of here, fellas, but I want to see everybody at the tailgates this weekend because we'll be filming again. So catch me on Instagram and social media at Brandon London TV as well. I can't wait to be back on the show, fellas. Sorry.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you. We'll be waiting for you. Thank you, bro.
All right, fellas. See y'all this weekend.
All right.
Man,
Jason.
He's a nice guy. Nice guy. Hey, so listen, here we go. As far as the game, you know, all I really could say is what you just said, Chris. How is this game going to be called by Pat Shurmur? Because I just want to kind of go back to last week, and then we'll go fast forward. I think last week's game was the biggest letdown so far the entire season. We were up, and then we just imploded. We just imploded within ourselves.
We did.
The ultimate letdown was last week. Now, going forward, how is Pat Shurmur going to respond to that as far as calling his plays? I was very questionable with his plays. What is he going to do for the added protection, extra protection? Who's going to chip Hakeem Hicks? Who's going to do it? I'm really confused with how they're going to play offensively against this defensive juggernaut. I'm open for whoever's on the line to possibly chime in and say how they can effectively attack this. But after last week, this just shows that we hired a 10-31 head coach right there with his play calling. This is what we got. This is exactly what we got, what Gettleman and the Maris hired, and it showed last week. No excuses.
Wow.
Damn, where's the Perry Mason music when you need it? I got to get that for Jason. I got to say shit. You got Jason online. I got to say shit.
That's fire. That's fire for Jason. 929-477-4177. Hey, look, that was fire, bro. That's one of your best fiery moments. Of course, that's here for the archives and prosperity. So there you go, bro.
I might have to argue with that. I think soundbite of the year was that last post game Jason was on. That was probably candidate for soundbite of the year on the Bleav
It Hall of Fame.
Candidate. I lead in the pack, man.
All right. Carl from Chicago, New York Giants crew.
Chi-Town.
Yes, sir.
Itself. Nobody's better equipped for this. Or this. You know what? Jason just said something, though, you know, about this. Look, Eli normally has 26 interceptions by this time of the year, man. But he's only thrown 7. And you know the Bears are going to keep the pressure up on him. What I'm thinking about, my little nightmare, personal nightmare, is the fact that Eddie Jackson, man, you know, he's, you know, I don't want a situation where he has to return, what, another touchdown, another pick for a touchdown, dude. And when he does it, it's spectacular and all of that, man. You know, then they do all the damn celebrations and they all get their pictures done. I just can't handle that, man, as a blue bleeding dude. That scares me, man. It really does. I don't know what it does to you because you're there. So,
yeah, it's funny because as I've seen a number of their games this season, I've probably seen maybe about four or five games in full. I'll tell you what, you know, I've come to like how they play the game. It's something that I've, particularly on defense, you know, the whole Bears season in terms of how the season was projected changed the second Mac was traded to them. I think it may have been a week before the season, something like that. From that point, and listen, Matt Nagy might be one of my favorite coaches in the league because he bucks conventional wisdom. You know, he is in the mind of McVay and Peterson. You know, let me go back to a story that happened before the season started. You know, most times in the preseason, you know, a lot of times you see teams will start their players for a series here or a quarter there, and in that third preseason game they'll play for a half. Well, he decided to go the other way. He decided not to play his players at all in the third preseason game, and he was roundly criticized for that under the idea of old school thinking of what are you doing? You know, you're supposed to do this. And instead, he told everybody, he said, listen, how we play in the preseason has no correlation to what happens in the regular season. And what happened the first game of the season against the Packers, it was 20-0 at the half. Now, they end up losing the game, but it, as it turns out and as it's played out this season, his ideas have come and have been correct, and it has bucked all the conventional wisdom that exists. And that has, I think, got this Bears team to be, you know, and they're going to be a very dangerous team going forward. I think they can beat the Rams and get to the NFC Championship game. I don't know if they can beat the Saints, but I definitely think they can beat the Rams. But as far as
Let me ask you this, though, because I remember when they lost the first game of the year to the Packers, right?
Yeah.
I remember, I'm looking at it from the Jersey side, obviously, but I remember he took a lot, Baggy, that is, faced a lot of criticism for being seriously offensively conservative in the second half. Hint, hint, Giant fans. You know, and, you know, it seems like, he's obviously progressing since then, but it seems like he's actually found out a way to take Trubisky's and figure out how to play to his strengths and hide his weaknesses. I think he's going to do that with Daniel, too. Is he some kind of quarterback whisperer, or what's going on?
Actually, he worked under Andy Reid in Kansas City. He was one of Reid's assistants before he got the job this past season. And so he is of the offensive mindset. That's what he does. And he was hired specifically to make Trubisky a better player. Trubisky, I thought, had talent last year when he was playing as a rookie. But I remember when I was watching him, I told people that were Bears fans here, I said, you know, I like him, but he is horrifically coached. Because John Fox was coaching him, and there was just a mismatch of between what he wants to do and Trubisky's strengths. And now you watch Trubisky play. If you watch his arc from opening day up until he got hurt, it was the Minnesota game he got hurt. You can see the steady progression in his performance each and every game that he's played this season. And that is something that when you look at, and that is coaching. That is, he has been a tremendous coach for this team. Now, Jason was mentioning about Akeem Hicks. Hicks has not practiced the last couple of days because of an Achilles injury. There is a belief that he might not play on Sunday. So just keep that in mind. In terms of how the Giants may want to defensively go about dealing with that Bears front, if you want to put 2 and 3 guys, and they're probably going to have to do it anyway against Khalil Mack, that'll, you know, set up the situation with the other guys. But the three linebackers, I think the Bears probably have the best linebacking core in the league with Floyd, Danny Trevathan, Roquan Smith. If the Giants are going to try to use Saquon Barkley as part of as the main part of the offense, the Bears have tremendous linebackers and speed that can be able to shut that down.
Got it. Man, great analysis, Carl. Wow. Carl, everyone, Chicago, New York Giants. Don't go anywhere, sir. We need to hear more of that.
Yes.
Worm's on the line. And you know what, Worm? I got to tell you, though, you know, look, speaking of that Bears defense, they don't have just one ball hawk or, like, a hyper-disruptive player. Just not – I mean, of course, that's what Mack and Hicks are, but they don't just have one guy like that. It's like their defense is littered with them. So it's like the Giants can't afford to let the same kind of passive offense play the same kind of offense. It's even the safe plays have a chance to be dangerous against this defense. What do you see, man? Because for every blitz, there's a counter, man. I don't know. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at a couple things. I want to see Barkley against the front seven of Chicago. So far, nobody's been able to slow him down much. I want to see what they can do against Barkley. You know, of course, it's going to be, you know, Wheeler against Mack. You know, assuming that, you know, Hicks isn't playing, that's going to be, you know, where I'm going to be looking at offensive line-wise. Chase Daniels had a full week of reps with the first team offense. And I think a lot of the tipped passes that he had in that Detroit game on Thanksgiving, a lot of them are going to be, you know, caught because he's got the timing down with the receivers. The Giants secondary has to play better. They have to find a way to play better. Tackling was absolutely atrocious. I've seen 7 and 8 year olds tackle better than the way they tackled in that Eagles game. That was horrible.
I know.
The penalties. Got to get cleaned up. You know, Coughlin always preached the Giants was disciplined. You know, it's stupid penalties at the worst possible times. Execution is a big key. The Giants failed to execute in the second half of that game last week. They failed miserably to execute. And they got to remember, this is a four-quarter game. What you do in the first half, great. Now build on it. And then a couple – you want to take that great pass rush away, you got to look at – you know, because they're aggressive coming off the ball. You got to look at change up the snap count a little bit. You know, try to establish the run, hit them with some play action. You know, and because they're quick off the ball, hit them with some quick slants, get your screen game going, and throw different wrinkles at them. You know, try to out. The Giants are going to have to find a way to put pressure on the quarterback with their front four. They're going to have to get violent hands. They're going to have to get their feet going. They're going to have to get good technique, get a good bull rush going, get a good swim going. And, you know, if you got to run stunts with, you know, with your D-line, with your tackles and your D-ends, you know, run some loops, run some slants, you know, and mix the backers, fold them behind it. You know, get creative defensively. Do something. Special teams-wise, field position, guys. Field position is going to help. And, you know, when they get into the red zone, you know, like Brandon London said, you better put 7 points on the board because you may not get all that often. 3 points is not going to win a ball game. And if Pat Shurmur goes for a two-point conversion on their first offensive drive, I'm going to jump out of my friggin' seat and wring his neck. There is no reason to go for a two-point conversion on your first offensive drive, because if you miss it, now you're chasing those 2 points the rest of the game. It's just too big of a gamble to go for right there. That's where I'm at.
All right, bro. Thank you. That's real, real deep analysis right there. Coming from
I had time today to start. I had
all
time
right
today to really gather my thoughts.
I hear you, bro. Thank you, bro. All right, 929-477-4171. That was Worm, everyone. Kent, look, man, you heard everybody so far on the line, man. You know, one of the things that I'm looking at, and Worm alluded to. The thing you got to remember, Eli, man, has been sacked 38 times this year, man. 38 times, man. And the Bears, they come into the game with 34 sacks recorded. So, like the other teams the Bears faced this year, the Giants probably most likely focus on Mack. And even though triple teaming him don't work, the others are going to step up, and they'll be glad to do it at MetLife. Do you have a fear this Sunday coming up, or concern, I should say, going forward here? What's up, Kent? Kent Superman.
I got a couple of things. For one, back to I think one of the guys earlier said about the play calling, how Pat Shurmur is going to play call this game, you know. And either way, we definitely, you know, running the ball to build off of play action. But here's the thing. The defense, oh, man, as far as Khalil Mack, I think, for one thing, I mean, there's going to be a lot of pressure on the offensive line, obviously. But he's not, from what I've heard, is like Khalil Mack is going to be on opposite sides. He's not going to, they're not going to keep him to one side. So Nate Solder may get a, is probably going to get a piece of him as well as Chad Wheeler. The one thing that I have that it hopefully it shouldn't decide the game, but I'm still kind of worried about the officiating, you know, because mm-hmm. not that that's a total excuse that the we lost the game last weekend, but I think it's safe to say that it was the worst piece of officiating I've ever seen. So to the back of my mind, I'm still kind of worried about how this is going to be. Hopefully it'll be much better than this last game, but that's kind of in the back of my mind. But the main thing is just like how Shurmur is going to call this game. If he's going to be, you know, like he was in the first half of the Phillies game, or is going to be the bonehead in the second half. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically my two things. And then just how, you know, I know they're going to try to double team Mac, but they got a whole bunch of other players on the defense that can step it up, you know, and that can rush the quarterback or and pressure him and, you know, make Eli throw a pick six or something like that. And okay. I just don't want to see Eli be that type that's rattled and just throwing, you know, Hail Marys just for people to pick all day long. So those are like my three main fears, so to speak.
All right. That's a very good analysis nonetheless, my man.
Thanks.
Kent Superman. Gotcha. Gotcha, bro. 929-477-4171. You're listening to the Big Blue Roundtable. This is the preview versus the Chicago Bears on Sunday. Every stakeholder in the world seems to have called in so far, and we're going to hear one more analysis, even yet one more from the great Billy Bob. What's up, Chief? How you doing?
Do.
Hey, man.
Billy Bob.
I had time.
Billy Bob.
I had time to get out of my. I had time to get out of my feelings.
Man, Bob, you went in on Sunday. I heard that. You went in, bro. Whoa.
Yeah, man, you went in there.
Woo.
You went in there.
Vintage,
I know,
okay.
Man. I had
vintage,
kinda,
Billy Bob. Vintage.
Okay, I came out of my feeling. I kind of felt like I knew what Pat Shurmur did. He was like, man, we just got to lose the game. Cause I felt like he didn't really want to win that game. I guess he didn't want to give him a pick or something.
Okay,
like that.
So on that note, let me ask you this. What is the task this week for the Giants' offensive line? Now, you always quick to get on my man Eli, man, but, hey, somebody's got to protect if he ever needed protection. If he ever needed
man,
protection.
Listen.
This is the
I'll
one
be real
game.
I feel like the Lions might – I think that's – I mean, if that's a battle they want to go out there and win to prove everybody, yeah, we can show everybody we can block, I think that could be a battle that they should go out there and try to win that battle. I'm not saying go win the game, but at least win that battle. Show everybody that y'all can block at least. That's what I want to see. I mean – but it may not happen. I mean, it's kind of hard, but I hope they could go out there and block you guys. I mean, we talking about the Bears. We talking about this team that loves turnovers. That's going to force the turnovers. I'm thinking like, I mean, what's a quick way to beat them? Screens. But you don't think the Bears are prepared for the screens? They don't see what the Giants did all year. Dink and dunk. I think they're going to take that out. That's going to be – that's. I mean, John's going to have to find a way to
– Yeah, I hear you. See, that's what I'm saying. I hear you.
I know.
I know.
I don't know. I mean, if that's a battle they want to win, yeah. But far, I mean, I don't even know what our offense is going to come out with, man. I mean, I don't even – because I'm looking at what Pat Shurmur did last week in the second half, and then we talking about what is he going to do? What can they do? Go down the field? So it's like, I'm going to think, what can our defense provide for us? What can our defense provide on that side? I mean, I'd be happy if we bitch Olivier Vernier. I mean, is that going to happen? Because I was highly upset with this dude. I don't even know what we're going to get out of this dude this week. And okay. You know who's another person? Curtis Riley. I don't know if anybody's been putting a spotlight on this dude here. Curtis Riley, is anybody going to spotlight this dude and ask him what have you been doing back there for our free safety?
I guess, you know what? Let's do, you know what? Save that for when you call in on Sunday. That'd be perfect because I just know a letdown went from him. But I shouldn't be that negative, but I do. Based on what happened last week is what I'm saying. Okay. Yes. That's what I'm looking
this
at.
Dude, I don't know if he just like taking bad angles every day.
It was god awful. Nobody called him out about that, but he was awful, man. Billy Bob, I'm gonna have to hurry up, man. And I'm gonna move on because I need your.
Go ahead.
All right, Chandler's on the line right here, man. Chandler, I know what's up, Chief. First of all, how you doing?
Not much, man. How y'all doing tonight, man?
Oh man, I need to ask you a few questions, man, about something that has nothing to do with the Blue School. I want to know about your Jets, man. I want to know about them. I want you to give us a quick overall synopsis of their season and, you know, the rest, you know, and if possible, if we have a little time just before the picks, you know, about the rest of the league favorites in each conference. Give us a little bit on background on that, man, about our roommates.
The Jets did.
By the way, the Jets
exactly,
Chandler follows the Jets. Everybody, so you know that why that question is coming down. Okay, go ahead, continue.
They did exactly what they said they wouldn't do. They fed people a line of crap, talking about they were going to try to compete this year. If you were actually trying to compete, then you would have kept Teddy Bridgewater. There's no way you're going to tell me you're trying to compete and you're starting Sam Darnold. Especially with the coach that they have. This is a terrible coach. This is a guy who screwed up that game 3 years ago now in Buffalo at the end of the season when he benched Chris Ivory for no reason and allowed Ryan Fitzpatrick to throw them out of a game. This is a guy who still can't manage the clock. This is a guy who still, after he character assassinated Muhammad Wilkerson and others from Rex Ryan's tenure and got rid of all of them, talking about they were undisciplined, every time you turn around, one of his players is getting arrested, suspended, or a stupid penalty. I keep hearing Jamal Adams talking about being a leader, and every game Jamal Adams gets a stupid penalty. And then he's on Twitter debating it. Maybe Jamal Adams should shut up. Maybe Jamal Adams should worry more about just trying to be a decent player and stop talking about being a leader and he's a winner. Because you're not a winner when your team has only won 3 games. You're not a winner. I don't want to hear about this great locker room that's defending Todd Bowles when you've only won 3 games. When you're terrible. I don't want to hear about Todd Bowles being a good defensive coach when he coaches cornerbacks, and the cornerbacks continually get roasted. This is what the Jets do. This is what they've always done. They drafted this kid. He is wasting a year of development. This is literally wasting a year of his development and actually setting him back 2 years because there's going to be a new coach. So now he's going to have to learn a new offense, which it takes most quarterbacks about 2 years to get comfortable in an offense. So you literally have already set him back 2 years. And you still don't have an offensive line. You still don't have any wide receivers. They gave Robbie Anderson, of all people, money. How's that working out for him?
Why?
Quincy Enunwa, who I love, can't stay healthy. Can't stay healthy. And that's not a knock against him as a person, but it is what it is. Quincy is injury prone. And he's the best receiver you got, and he can't stay on the field. This was typical Jets. Look at the shiny new toy. Typical Jets fans bought into it, and here we go again. Because, oh, by the way, Mike Maccagnan, the only player he's drafted that's done anything is Leonard Williams. Leonard Williams has, I think, maybe 3 sacks this year, maybe 3, if that many. And that's the best player he's drafted.
Wow. Yeah, we share the same building. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Chandler, you know what? That was fire, bro. That's all I can say, man. Thank you, bro. Thank you, dog.
Sorry.
Appreciate you, man. Wow. Big O! Peace and blessings.
Yo! I done made this show.
Coaching! Big O!
Big O.
Peace, brother. Peace, Kings. What's going on, brothers?
Big O! What up, man?
Just about everybody today talked about this, this Bears defense, man. Because that's what we should be talking about.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And what's your take on it?
The Bears. Now I hear people like, oh my God, they better block. They better not let this happen so Eli don't get killed out there and all this crap. And I'm like, dude, I'm not caring about anybody that's making almost $20 million a year, man. And you know what you signed up for, man. That's part of the game, man. Look, they got to just try to make it work, man. I ain't making no more excuses for these people. And they got to just try to make some. Last week, that was the coaches threw that game. I don't know what that was, man. That was the worst coaching and officiating I've ever seen in my life. I'm not gonna blame it on the officiating. I blame it more on the coaching. Hearing people giving excuses that Eli was told to throw the ball to Odell and yada, yada, yada. Dude, you 15 years in the league, man. I don't want to hear people saying that was what the coach told him to do. If Ben Roethlisberger or Aaron Rodgers, anybody else would have lined up and saw that look wasn't good, they would have went somewhere else, man. That's just what vets do. So I don't want to hear that crap, man. I'm hearing people making so much excuses, man. Eli is what he is, man. He's going to give you some good games, he's going to give you some bad games. He's going to have good moments, and he's going to have some bad moments. And usually the bad moments be the crucial part of the game. So that's what it is, man. Right now, I don't know what we're playing for. I really don't. I know we're playing. I guess we're playing for pride or whatever the case. And that don't even look good right now.
We have a schedule. That's about it.
Right. Now the defense done checked out on us. The defense was here the first half, and I think they done checked out on us. And, yo, I'm telling y'all, OV is protesting, yo. It's certain players, man, I just don't know, man. We reached so hard. Wasn't happy with them anyway in the beginning. Now it's just playing out. OV has got to go. OV got to go, man. I was really watching this dude demeanor on the sideline and everything, man. OV don't want to be here. He don't want to be here. I'm telling y'all, man. He don't want to be here. Either is the offense turning him off.
Go.
I don't know what it is, but he don't want to be here no more, man. I don't see it, man. I just think this guy's just soaking up free money. Show us a few spurts of good plays and
go,
then lay down.
Because that frees up $12 million in cap space, so I don't have a problem with that.
Man. He got to go, bro. I mean, right now, I say right now, let the young players play. Let them play hard. See, evaluate these players with these last few games and keep what you can keep. And the rest, man, flush them, man. That's what's left for the rest of this season, man. You want to keep playing Eli? Hey, play him. That's what he want to do. He want to compete. You know, play him to that rotator cuff fall off, man. I don't care, man. It's just at this point, we at the end of this era, and it's looking crazy now, man. It's just like I had an idea what we were going to do, but now I just don't know what we're doing. We trying to win or we trying to lose? I don't know what we're doing, man. But last week game had me scratching my head. This week, Khalil Mack. He's going to eat some lunch, boy. If I'm Khalil Mack, I can't wait. Dude, I'm not worried about shoulders or Wheeler. If you want to coach this game, you better chip this man all game, man. None of them dudes can handle this dude, man. You can't handle him, man. This man is a men amongst boys. This man is a beast. So if they don't have a game plan and chip this man all night, Eli back, that number 10 on back of Eli jersey is going to be dirty, super dirty, man. It is what it is.
Mike Ditka's old game plan against LT was to shoot him, but they wouldn't let him do it. So that was – so that's – this
and
is
I said the Prince of Mukamura, man, that man knows Eli from in and out, man. He knows what Eli's good at, what he's not good at. They're going to sit in that Tampa 2D, man, and just tell Eli beat us, man. I just don't know, man. This is I really can't. I don't even think it's going to be a Saquon show, really, that much, because that defense is very stout, man. That's a stout D. So, man, and we 3-8. So, dude, man, Chris, I can't believe we're in this situation, man. 2 years in a row, we in this. I can't believe it, dude. Like, we nothing to talk about. Nope, I don't know, man. I really don't know, man. I really don't. And now it's kind of looking like Gettleman was a reach with our organization, man, because I really don't know, man. I just really don't. It looked good. We got a couple of good players. We got a few good key players we can build around. But then it just don't look right, man.
I
don't see nothing right.
I think it's
right
a work
right
in
now.
Progress, Big O. Be positive.
We just a work in progress. It's
a
sad
work
to
in
say
progress.
We a work in progress. Are
okay.
you? Can you believe we saying we a
I know.
Work in progress?
I know, but I know.
Damn, man.
But let me get Omar on this line right quick. Big O, let
yeah,
me do
man,
that
do
right
your
quick.
Thing, brother.
Let me do that. All right. Stand by because I need your pick-ems. Omar,
right.
What's up, man?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you guys? Happy holidays.
Omar,
hey,
what up, man?
What's going
hey, you
on,
know,
guys?
I tell you, Omar, Big O just said something that I was really thinking about. The fact that and I lost my train of thought. So anyway, what was you? It just went right on. I'm getting old, bro.
I have some ideas. We'll probably eventually touch on it in this conversation at some point.
Yeah. What's your take on this going forward, man? Because, I mean,
you really want my take? I don't know how
I
you
really
guys are going
to
take my take. I really don't know
please
how you're going to
take
this.
Louis, gonna take
okay.
Your, go ahead. Take your head.
Two things to please keep in mind. I'm not saying you're wrong about the Bears defense, but we're not playing the 85 Bears defense, and this is a trap game for the Bears.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not like impossible. Khalil Mack, okay, he's a beast. Guess what? Lawrence Taylor was a bigger beast. We lost some trap games with LT playing. I mean, it's not impossible to win this game on Sunday. My question to you guys is, do you want to win this game or do you want the draft? Because I put a lot of Giants fans on the spot with this question. If you want the draft pick, who is it that you want so bad in this draft? Bosa? Is it, you know, the lineman from Alabama? Or is it one of the quarterbacks that we don't even know yet if he's even going to come out? You know?
Well, my answer real quick.
What's the goal here?
To your question, my answer real quick. I want to win, and I'll figure out all that draft stuff after the season. That's the quick answer. What about you, Chris, before we go back to Omar? Real quick.
Okay. That's it?
No, what's your answer?
Well, no,
Omar's.
We're waiting for your answer.
Omar's answer.
We're waiting for your answer, Chris.
Oh, my answer? Let me tell you
answer.
Something. I always want us to win. I always want us to win, but I'm
yeah.
also a realist, and I know it's over. But I think this is also a blessing in disguise in that it gives us a chance to evaluate us a chance, meaning Gettleman, front office, whatever, the new regime, a chance to evaluate where the hell we're going from here. Earlier than expected. I know what I was going to ask earlier. You know what, Omar? And everybody remembers this. When we had the preseason shows, just about when the schedule. I remember Steve. You can hear it on the archives. Steve brought up the. You know, we were here on the show when the schedule had just come out, and we were going through the schedule. And we all lamented about the first seven games were really going to be tough, and this and that, and why did they give us a schedule like this when we're coming off a 3-win year, and then we all said, well, you know, by the time we get to the Bears, that's when we should start winning again because the Bears are soft. And that's when the streak is going to start. And
that was
we
before
all
Khalil Mack.
Agreed on that.
That was before Khalil
but
Mack,
we didn't
though.
See these Bears coming. Now, this is a really good team. Defensively.
Yeah. Defensively.
Now, to your point, I'll let you finish, though. To your point, how much fear do you have this weekend? I got to ask you that question.
I'm sorry. Can you please repeat the question?
How much do you fear this current defense? You already said it wasn't the 85 defense. I mean, the 85
exactly.
defense. So,
I look
you know,
at them
I mean,
as I see them as a great defense.
A good game plan or what?
Let me rephrase that. I see them as a very good defense, but a beatable defense. I see our offense coming out, possibly being very angry from what happened last year, and a couple of good screenplays could surprise them. Plus, you know, everybody's killing Olivia Vernon and all that, but you know what? Mitch Trubisky's not playing this weekend. Now, I understand they came off an impressive win on Thanksgiving. I understand that they had some extra time to, rest and stuff. But, this is not it's not impossible to win this game on Sunday.
Okay. On that note, I want everybody to listen very closely. These are the four pick'em games. Here's for everybody to answer. Listen closely if you are online. All right, here we go. New Orleans at Dallas. Baltimore at Atlanta. Chargers, and finally the Bears at the Giants. So that's New Orleans at Dallas, Baltimore at Atlanta, Chargers at Pittsburgh, and Chi-Town at us. Frank, how do you see it?
Definitely see New Orleans.
New Orleans.
I would take
Baltimore and Atlanta.
The Baltimore is what? Baltimore is who again, Chris?
I forget
Baltimore at
now.
Atlanta.
I pick Atlanta.
Chargers at Pittsburgh.
The Chargers. The Chargers, and then definitely Chicago.
Got it. Bleed blue, Frank. Talk to you soon. Jason, New Orleans at Dallas.
All the away teams. I'm going with all the away teams. Make it real
simple. New Orleans, Baltimore, Chargers, and Chicago. Got it.
Yep.
Three blue, Jason. All right. Worm. Where's he at? Oh, no, sorry. Carl. Carl, you there? Chicago, New York Giants?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you hear the pick? You want me to repeat them?
Yes. Yeah,
New Orleans,
I have them here.
Okay.
Jimmy Dallas
New
tonight.
Dallas tonight, right. So,
give me Atlanta.
Baltimore.
Atlanta.
Okay. Next,
yeah, give me
next
Atlanta
one.
At home. Give me
okay.
Pittsburgh at home.
Pittsburgh at home.
And give me Chicago on Sunday.
Okay, thank you, bro. Bleed blue, man.
Yep.
Worm, real quick. New Orleans at Dallas. Oh, you know, have you heard the pick? New Orleans at Dallas.
Yeah, I like New Orleans. I like
got
Baltimore
at Atlanta. Okay.
I like Baltimore.
Okay. Chargers at Pittsburgh.
I like the Chargers.
And us at home.
I'm gonna go to Giants.
Good pick. Blue blue worm. Talk later. Kit. Kent.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready for the pick? So did you got you? You already
yep.
know what you're gonna do.
Yep, I know.
Go.
I got New Orleans tonight. I'm going with Baltimore. Baltimore against Atlanta. I got Pittsburgh at home. And this will probably be more of a emotional one. It'll be us over the Bears.
Boom! That's what I'm talking about. Bleed blue, kid. Bleed blue, bro. Philly Bob! Let's have it.
Dallas.
You on the line?
Yeah, Dallas.
Dallas.
Oh, no, I got Dallas.
Okay.
I got Atlanta.
Okay.
Pittsburgh.
Got it.
Oh, man.
I know.
Oh, man. Give
just
me the Bears.
Do it. Okay.
Bears.
All right. Bleed blue, Billy Bob. Oh, man. Chandler, you want in on this?
Go New Orleans, Ravens, Pittsburgh, unfortunately, because the Chargers kicking game sucks. And I think you guys beat the Bears.
Bingo! So you are instantly loved, my man. Instantly. There you go. All right, thanks, Keith. Big O, let's have it. Big O. Big O's not there. Omar.
My bad.
Oh,
you,
go ahead. Go ahead, Big O.
Whoa, Dallas.
Go ahead.
Dallas. Ravens. Pittsburgh.
Right.
And your boy said something really good about that trap game, man. I'm going to try it this weekend, man.
Okay,
let's,
cool.
Let's try Giants, man. Let's try
all
Giants.
Right. Bleed blue, bro. Bleed blue.
Yep.
Omar, real quick, man. I'm running out of time.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's also a trap game tonight for the Saints, but they're still the better team, so they're going to win tonight. I'll go with the Ravens over the Falcons. Steelers to bounce back against the Chargers. And even though I made all that noise about the trap game, I have a field goal at the end.
Got it. Got it. That's Omar. So that's Omar, Big O, Kent, Billy Bob, Chandler, Carl, Worm, Jason, Frank, and big ups to my man, Brother Lofton that just was here, and Steve Azul, you on, man.
Yeah, shout outs to all the stakeholders, like Chris said, to Frank, Definition of Lit, Carl,
everybody.
Worm, Kent Superman, Billy Bob, Chandler, Big O, Omar, of course, Brandon London TV. Give him a follow on Instagram and social media as well. We'll be back on the post game. I want to shout out to a quick stakeholders before we get cut off, man. I want to shout out to Andre, shout out to Cheryl, shout out to Juju, shout out to Diana for their comments. We'll get them on in the post game on Sunday with Chris. Sunday after the game versus the Bears, win, lose, or draw. And Chris, make your picks real quick, and I'll make my picks. We got to put it official.
Saints.
Ravens.
Chargers. Yes, I said that. And, of course, I'll never go against us. Go.
What? All right. Shoot. I'm going to go like this. Saints. I'll go Falcons. I'll go Chargers. And I'm going Bears. But three road teams. So, once again, ladies and gentlemen, share the show if you can, if you can't. But we deeply appreciate it. You get to hear all these stakeholders. Give them a voice, a platform. We'll be back on Sunday immediately after the game, about a little after 4 p.m. Win, lose, or draw, Bears versus the Giants, man. A post-game roundtable. Nothing like getting in the fan base, man. Nothing like it in the fan base. Shout-outs to the Jet fan, Chandler Knight, Chandler 7. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Knight Chandler 7. Chris, we're out, man. We're about to get
Bleed blue.
Sangre azul.
Sangre azul!
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.